opinion counts.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show today, as always. For those of you who are listening to us for the first time, our show is intended to prove that chronic disorders, any type of pain disorders, allergies, asthma, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, depression, can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. If you think this is too incredible to believe, too good to be true, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have over 190 cases archived on our website since we have been live on the air presenting these cases. Last week we had with us Mike from Fullerton, who suffered from severe sciatic pain for 9 months. After his first treatment, it was 95% improved. He had been going to a chiropractor for 7 months too. He also has a sleep apnea, hypertension. His hypertension has also been greatly helped with Dr. Tong's treatments. We also had Tom with us, who had severe back pain. He couldn't walk. He came in hunched over, and after his first treatment, he walked out of the office. And after 2 days, he was 100% better.
And he got a cold or flu from the flu shot.
Right.
And after 3 weeks, he's still suffering. And after one treatment, acute problems are very easy. And Tom is almost like 90% better after one treatment.
Right.
Yes.
And he had the flu shot, right? Did you mention
he
that?
He had the flu shot.
The flu shot, and he ended up getting the flu.
Yeah, the worst thing you can ever get are vaccines.
Right.
You cannot expect to put disease material in your body and become healthier. It's just like putting criminals in the society and expect that law enforcement becomes stronger. You stimulate the law enforcement with criminals, but you never strengthen the law enforcement. So you stimulate the body's immune system, stimulate with the vaccine, with the virus, but you can never strengthen it. All you do is adding more problem to your enemies, or adding more enemies to the body. It make the body harder to fight, and
right.
we end up having all kinds of problem.
Well, now after a couple treatements for his flu, he's
gone.
A lot
gone. One or two treatments.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, you can give us a call now, toll-free, at 866-870-5752. The number to call for questions is 866-870-5752. Okay, let's get to our first guest today, Teresa. Is Teresa on the line? Hello, Teresa?
Yes.
Hi,
Teresa.
Welcome to our show.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So, Teresa, why don't you tell us where you're from, what you do, and kind of give us a little history background of what happened to you before you came to see Dr. Tong.
I'm from Irvine, mm-hmm. and I work for a real estate developer. Mm-hmm. I had been dealing with severe sinus headaches for, probably about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, I had been everything from their traditional drugs to their trial drugs, and then finalizing in a sinus surgery
mm-hmm.
To try to get rid of the headaches. And it did lessen, but I, because of the drugs that I was on, would have other side effects. And they basically told me that I would be taking steroids for the rest of my life and just had to deal with the side effects.
But you still had the headaches, though, right?
I had severe headaches.
You still have it even on the steroids?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be a little less, but then I would be having problems with my menstrual period.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I don't believe in, that anybody should be on any form of steroid for the rest of their life.
Or mm-hmm. any form of drugs.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, they told me that that was just going to be part of life, that I was just going to have to deal with it. And it was, standing up until a month ago, I would be getting 3 to 4 headaches a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, probably once a month, if I were lucky, having a headache so severely that I couldn't get out of bed. So that meant that I was calling into work sick. Meaning, that was putting bad influences on my career path. So
when did you have your surgery?
Gosh, I had my surgery over 8 years ago, I suppose.
8 years ago, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also have been taking antidepressants for some time,
That's
I
right.
understand?
That's the main thing,
right.
actually.
Yeah, I had been diagnosed with chronic depression 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been taking antidepressants for 10 years, and then currently I was standing at 40 milligrams of antidepressants per day.
Mm-hmm.
And the tragic part is that I was becoming so immune to them is every once in a while you have to increase your dose
mm-hmm.
because your body just, acclimates itself and needs more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then again, this was another thing that they told me that I was going to be on for life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
10 years is a long time.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to have to, deal with getting increased side effects. And I was mm-hmm. really fatigued all the time. I could
uh-huh.
sleep like 16 hours a day with no problem.
Okay. Mm. Now, so when did you start? How did you hear about Dr. Tong?
A friend of the family that had been to Dr. Tong and said that he really helped him out tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wouldn't just go to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very cautious. This is the only body I have currently, at least.
So how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong now?
I've been seeing Dr. Tong for 1 month, and I've seen him one time per week.
So four times.
Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am down to 10 milligrams of antidepressants every other day, and I'm just about to go off them.
Are you depressed now compared to before?
No.
Much better,
you're
right?
Feeling a lot better now.
Because
life is such, it was a struggle. I was so busy, with dealing with my sinus headaches and dealing with my depression.
Mm-hmm.
And that took so much time out of my day that it becomes like, excuse my dog.
It's okay.
He agrees.
Yeah,
no time for him.
You're right. He's happy.
So your sinus headaches, are they better as well, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I've had, one sinus headache, and that was mild, and that's because I did it to myself by consuming a lot of sugar on that particular day.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you don't have much sinus headache. How about your depression?
It's good. It's going away. I believe that I'll be off those antidepressants within, 5 to 7 days.
Exactly. I told you to take, get rid of the drugs, period.
No,
yes.
You sound much more emotionally stable than when I first met you. You were still trying to get off them.
Exactly.
She was having a little withdrawal still, but...
Right.
You were very negative and kind of distant. Now you're a totally different person. That's a real Teresa that we saw last time, the real one. You are so friendly and so relaxed and so laid back.
Yeah, happy.
Completely different than what we saw the first few times.
Mm-hmm. It has to do with the fact that, not all of it, but you're born in America, you learn if you have a cold, you go to the doctor. If even when you're a baby, you have your vaccinations by a Western practitioner.
Yes.
And you just become to rely on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is like, oh, I have an ache, give me a pill.
Yeah.
And I was actually just speaking with a friend of mine who went in for just an ailment. I think she said that she had a stomach ache for a long time. And she had been going to an HMO practitioner who essentially gave her a pill and said, go home.
Every time, yes.
Yeah. She is now most likely going to be diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Because of, the fact that they didn't really sit down and talk to her or really delve into what was the problem. They just said, oh, you have an ache, here's a pill, go home.
Yes, the problem is that the cause of any disease, listen out there, okay? We're going to talk about, if you get the time, about Xiavo case, okay? Xiavo. Is it have any problem to do with mind-body disconnection blockage,
correct.
Okay? Her mind... any diseased person's mind or any person suffering from any kind of illness, the mind and body are not connected. So Terry was not able to communicate, but her soul is complete. And same thing like you. You were distant. You cannot communicate through your body, so you act very different than the real Teresa.
Yeah, you're
now since we connect
now.
You together, okay, you're happy, you behave like yourself, you feel like yourself. Whereas the first three times, so you did not.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty bad shape when.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you due to one incident or somebody betray you and you have a relationship problem some time ago.
Right.
And I told you that, okay? After I fix you up, you can talk about it and you would not feel angry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel a difference?
Yeah.
See, definitely. Right now you can talk about it. You know, you're not so angry now, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah, same. There's
Yeah, you sound like you're dealing with things much more. I mean, she's just more stable, emotionally stable.
Yeah, one of these days I'll explain to the people why, okay, when the mind and body are connected, you don't feel the symptom, you don't feel the grudge, you don't feel the depression.
Teresa, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is wonderful.
No problem.
Will you be continuing treatments with Dr. Tong?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Until you're fully recovered, yes.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, okay, Teresa? Happy Easter.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Teresa on the line with us. She suffered from 15 years of sinus headaches and has been on antidepressants for 10 years, up to 40 milligrams per day.
And steroids.
Her sinus headaches are pretty much gone. She's only had one since having treatments with us for
only
a month.
Because you eat a lot of sugar.
Right, and she's down to 10 milligrams every other day on her antidepressant, much more emotionally stable. I saw her the first time. She was emotionally a wreck, really.
Yeah,
she's
kind of negative, yes.
Very much more stable now, very much happier, lighthearted. Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our next caller, Joe. Is Joe on the line? Hello?
Hi, Joe.
It's Joe Run.
Joe Run?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you.
You have a question for us?
No, I was just calling in for the... I want to try that microside, and I'm sure you have some other information available.
You want to try...
The what?
The microside.
Microside? You mean the neurobioenergy... You're talking about Dr. Tong's treatment?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have access to the internet? You can check out his website.
Yeah.
DrTong.com.
I got that.
Okay. And our number, if you want to call for an appointment or if you want us to send us information to you, is 714.
Right.
556.
Right.
8664.
What is a medical problem?
It was the toenail fungus.
toenail fungus.
Okay.
This can definitely be treated. We have that on, actually, our radio index. We have toenail fungus. If you want to click on that, there's a show with some people who have had that cured with Dr. Tong's treatment.
Yeah, let me explain what that, okay? The body, a human is a soul. A human is a spirit. A living human, the spirit enter the body through many antennas. And the energy from the spirit, make up the spirit called qi, open up circulation. So you have some traffic jam along qi, the traffic along that area that jam up. And so you don't have any circulation. Without the circulation, bugs grow. Bacteria,
right.
Fungus grow because the circulation is not there. Much like if you have a traffic jam in San Diego a long time without resolving it, then you have riots. Okay? So
sure.
You need to open up the circulation. It's that simple.
Right. Our bodies already have all that bacteria in it, and if we're weakened, if the circulation
then
is not there,
certain number will overgrow.
So the bacteria will overgrow. That's when you get infection.
Yeah, when you have balanced qi and blood flow, then everything is balanced, and you do not have certain species of bacteria or fungus overgrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the body keeps order,
okay,
keeps health.
Okay, Joran, do you have any other questions?
I can help you. Very easy. Very, very easy.
You have all the information, right?
I have all the information, I
great.
Think.
Give us a
yeah.
call, then.
Okay.
Okay, great. Let's get to our next caller.
No more calls.
Okay, I guess no more calls. Well, we can talk about Terry Schiavo's case then.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, you know, I wanted to talk about it, but I know I can help her mm-hmm. more than anybody else. And for people who had listened to our show, 194 shows before, and all these people suffer for years with the modern miracle medicine, they suffer for like decades. But the guests on our show had always get better, like the first few treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason is that because I know what caused the problem, the underlying disease of all symptoms. Western medicine knows how to put different label: bulimia, depression, suicidal tendency, pain, arthritis, lupus. These are all fancy names that label on symptoms. The cause of any problem, any disease, is mind-body blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when a human gets started, the body have only two cells, but the soul is complete. Just like a new business, somebody started a business, that mastermind behind it, the CEO, maybe just have a typewriter. So this person cannot communicate with the outside world. So after business grow a little bit, they bought in a computer and hook up to the the World Wide Web. Now you can communicate with the world. So you are born to the new world. But prior to acquiring this new instrument, the soul of the business cannot communicate with the outside. Well, Terry's case, okay, because of the bulimia, because of the lack of nutrient, she had blockages of her mind to her soul.
Mm-hmm.
So she could not communicate, much like an embryo that cannot communicate with the outside. But the embryo can feel everything. They say that the dehydration cannot cause pain. They are ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Just like many, many pediatricians in the past do, what's the name? You cut off the foreskin, okay?
Circumcision.
Yeah, circumcision, okay? Without any anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
They say that newborn do not feel pain.
Oh, they feel
very
it.
Very barbaric.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Definitely the circumcision should,
yeah.
There should be anesthetic.
You remember one time we were on the national TV, the other side,
mm-hmm.
and I had two patients that I cure of panic disorders. And then we have another patient from someplace that are not my patient. This patient developed panic disorder, panic attacks, after the Northridge earthquake. She was on a waterbed. And the earthquake caused the waterbed to shake back and forth, okay? It turned out that nobody could help her. Then she go to a hypnotist, which regressed her back to the time she was in the mother's womb. Remember that case?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she was an unwanted pregnancy. The mother wanted to kill her and pound on the abdomen and cause the amniotic fluid to sway back and forth and so her soul feel the vibration, even though the body had not developed enough to feel the physical pain, but she feel the fear, okay? And after she grow up, she lost memory of that, but the earthquake and the waterbed recreated the same sensation, but she could not remember it until she was helped by a hypnotist that regressed her back to the time she was in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
So from the moment that you conceive, you can communicate spiritually with other place, with other human beings.
So you're saying even though she's brain dead...
Yeah, her soul is complete.
Her soul is complete.
Yeah, whether she can really... She cannot communicate, whether the parents really... feel that she wanted alive, be alive. Okay, personally, if I were the patient, I wouldn't want to be kept alive in a vegetative state,
mm-hmm.
especially after 10 years.
15 years. It's
15 years. Mm-hmm. Realistically, there is really no hope with the modern medicine of mm-hmm. helping her except an act of God. But there are cases that people are on coma for 30 years and then can't come, okay?
Right.
But personally, I won't want to be that way to put a burden on my family. However, if you were my wife or my daughter, I would definitely want to keep her alive because there was always hope. Especially now that I know, okay, if Terry were around here, I know I can bring her back better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, basically the communication is a block around the meridians, which are the antenna to receive the different part of the soul.
Well, she had the heart attack, so is it, you have to pretty much...
No, the body can have so much damage. Like, for instance, okay, you can take away one-third to even half the brain, and you can still remember.
Mm-hmm.
The memory is not in the brain.
Because the brain, you only use about 10% of the brain?
Some people use 0%. You know, we really use very little. John Wayne had one and one-third of the lung taken off. Many people got majority of the liver taken off. Okay? But little bit of cell left in any organ, that's enough if it's healthy to communicate,
so
to function. Okay,
there.
The function mainly is in the chi, in the mind and the soul of the body. The mind and soul of the body is like a physical puppet. Okay, attached by many energy strings to the energetic soul,
mm-hmm.
which is the living entity. But Western medicine does not know this and do not want to know this. Because most Western doctors, as long as they're making money, they don't care for the truth. I try to publish my paper, I try to send article to the Register, the newspaper, or to some alternative journal. They always end up in the waste basket. People are not interested in the truth. For the 4 years that we have been doing this,
Almost five years,
no one in the world, no one in the world now, and no one in the world will be able to duplicate what I do. But anybody care to know how to do this? Okay, that is why today we don't care about the truth and we do not care about our fellow human. That's why people suffer, and there'll be more tragedies like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. We have a caller, Anna. She has a question about tissue regeneration. Is Anna on the line?
Yes, Elaine. Hello, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, hello.
I commend you on your program. Thank you for it.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a question for us?
Okay. I wanted to inquire, please. Regardless of how impaired the tissues are, is it possible that they can be regenerated?
Yes.
Is possible,
yeah.
Yes.
Anything can be regenerated. The critical element is qi.
Which is your energy, your
chi
life force.
Is what makes you grow from 2 cells to 4 cells to 6 cells, 8 cells, and so forth, okay? By incorporating the energy from the air, water, and food. I'll give you two cases, okay? I have one case that we interviewed. Her name is Diana, okay? Muscular dystrophy. Her right leg was like half the size of the left leg. She didn't come to me for the muscular dystrophy. She could not walk for 10 years, a very young lady.
Yes.
But after 2 weeks, okay, her leg start growing.
Right.
Another 2 months, her leg completely become normal,
yes.
like the left
That's
side.
That's on our website,
okay.
Yes.
But the MDs from the insurance company would not allow her to come.
Yeah.
So she said they always say that my treatment is not necessary.
Very
it doesn't
sad.
Matter, okay, what I do.
She went to UCLA. They couldn't do anything over. They said that
That's
she
right.
was able to walk.
Okay, there was another case. Okay, Kevin from Utah. Okay, you guys mm-hmm. can check in our result. He is he was 15 years old. Father is 6'1", very tall, but he was only 5 feet,
yeah,
5'1" or 5
mm-hmm.
feet. Okay, so they went to all the different institution and check out endocrine. Complete workup, so
yeah,
much tests, okay?
Utah.
They couldn't help her. He came to California 3 times. He grew 3 inches
yeah.
in 12 months.
Now
okay?
he's like 5'6 or 5'7.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
much taller now, okay?
Yeah.
But go listen to those cases, okay? Any tissue damage, okay, you need circulation, and circulation is driven by an energy in your soul called the chi.
Okay, Anna?
Yes.
Does
yes.
that make sense?
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Check out our website. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick phone consultation or call us now at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 p.m. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA. Where your opinion counts.